Virginia. Hi, Virginia.
Sorry.
Sorry. Welcome to From Heartache to Joy. I'm Gretchen Prisch, and I am here again with the lovely Virginia Rounds Griffiths. Hello, Virginia. She was just so anxious to say hi to everyone.
Thank you. Hi there, Gretchen. Absolutely. Always a pleasure, darling. Always a pleasure. And yes, you're right. I was anxious to be speaking to people. Yeah.
Awesome. So we had, when did we do our first call? Like was it two weeks ago or was it just last week? I don't even remember.
I think it was 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, on digestive health. And I asked Virginia to come back because her group calls are starting on Sunday, right?
Yes, yeah.
So I asked her to come back so she could be here to help all of you do some more mini scans, some one-on-ones, and also just give you guys a chance if you have questions about the group calls or just to see if you feel like this program, Digestive Health Restored, is right for you. And because those group calls do start on Sunday, and you can be there live from the beginning, which I highly recommend, because Virginia's group calls are incredible. They really are. And I'm not a group call person, but those ones, I definitely make sure that I attend when I'm part of that program. So,
thank you, Virginia. Yes, you're right. They are very powerful. And we usually bring in so many other things. It's not just about the theme of what the group call is about, but it is so much more. And people get tools and all kinds of feelings, even though it is only about whatever the theme is that for that particular group call. And we have four of those, yeah?
Awesome.
Which is exciting, yeah.
Yeah, awesome. So we're going to take both live callers as well as I see there's tons of write-ins already, so we'll be talking and I'll be reading those off as well. So let's get started, Virginia, if you're ready.
Absolutely. I'm so excited that so many people have written in, which is great. Just so great.
Yeah, for sure. All right, so let's take a live caller, the first in line. Your first three digits are 805. You are unmuted.
Hello.
Hello, welcome.
Hi. I wasn't sure it was me, but thank you for taking my call.
You're very welcome. And your name, sorry, what is your name, please?
I'm sorry, Athena. Is my
Athena.
Name and Athena, yes.
Lovely. Great to have you here. What did you have a specific question at all?
Well, I feel like I've been trying to, I have a problem with eating sweets, but I've been trying to take vitamins and minerals and, you know, take care of myself, mm-hmm. but I'm tired all the time and I can't seem to shake that.
All right, my lovely. Well, you realize that. Are you aware that you've got trauma and that you are highly stressed?
No.
Yeah. So these are the things that are going to exacerbate your digestive system. So basically when you are in a state of stress, your adrenals get depleted. And I'm picking that up right now, that your adrenals are not at the place where you want it to be. And taking it into consideration, when the adrenals get depleted, that means that the fatigue is usually associated with that. Does that make sense to me?
Well, it does sort of, but I'm not, I mean, I actually, I don't know how to put this. I really don't have a hard life. So I don't know.
Yeah, no. It could have come from earlier in your life.
Okay.
Not now. Yeah. I'm picking up that your vagus nerve is really jumping up and down in the background, as I usually say. And so it needs, so the vagus nerve is called the rest and digest nerve. When it's at rest, your digestion gets a chance to work and become balanced. And you don't have the issues that you're having. But when it's not addressed and when there's a lot of stress here, then it's inevitable. This is just a part of who we are. So I'm getting very much your vagus nerve is really showing that it's very unhappy here, okay, for want of a better word. So that is, to me, is stress. Is it anxiety? Does that make sense to you?
No, I understand what you're saying, but I have to think about that.
Yeah, it's like a roadmap. Everything fits into place. As soon as you tell me that you're tired, I go straight to the vagus nerve, and the vagus nerve is telling me that it's not happy, therefore it's coming down through your digestive system, all the way down through your lungs, your heart, your esophagus, your stomach. You can hear my voice change. When I come into that energy, this is what happens.
Right? And that's from stress?
It's from stress. It's from anxiety. Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you.
Yeah, that's all right. I'm just going to do some work here.
Okay.
Do you personally think that you have stress or anxiety?
Not a whole lot. I'm not aware of.
Yeah. So what happens here is that we are so stressed these days, we don't even know we're stressed anymore. You may have heard me speak about this before.
Mm-hmm.
But it's because you're stressed right now. When I go into your vagus nerve, it's at 98%.
Wow.
But we're living it so much, we don't even know we're stressed anymore. Does that make sense to you, Lovely?
Yes. Yes, it does.
Yeah. Okay. So,
how do I take
running.
Care of that?
You've got to get, well, number one, I would say definitely get a session from this package, okay? Because there's so much involved here. And if you can, get the package C, because you're on a one-on-one with me then, and we can dive deeper than we can on this call. So I'm just doing I'm just going to do some clearing of your... Tell me if you feel any change as I'm doing this, just clearing up your digestive system. Are you feeling a little bit more relaxed? If you don't, that's fine.
It's hard for me to feel. I got to say, I have a hard time with that.
Okay, that's fine. So your vagus nerve has come right down, okay? So it's quite much, much clearer than it was before. Because when I went into your vagus nerve before, immediately I picked up how stressed you were. I'm just looking at your adrenals. Your adrenals are also affected. This is why we talked about the fatigue and why you're tired all the time. There we go. But just, if you can, just write in later and let us know if it's made a change for you that I've just done. Okay.
I will. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome, dear.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you for joining.
Oh, thank you. Bye-bye.
It's interesting, isn't it? Like with adrenals and like that can be stress from, I know, you know, mine kind of burn out after having kids and, you know, like work, trying to get back to work and moving and all of that. And that, it didn't affect my health until years later. But it all circled back to that moment of when, like, that amount of stress was, like, bogged down.
Yes, well, from my perspective, as we get older, what has happened to us in the earlier part of our lives, which didn't affect us at the time, exactly what you're saying, you're young then and you're more resilient. But as we come through life, and if we haven't dealt with that, then we're feeling it more, that fatigue and... The stress is exaggerating that whole scenario. You're quite right.
Yeah.
You didn't feel it then, but you certainly, you know, felt it later on. And that's just the way that, that's how our bodies work. And our central nervous system,
Yeah, it's very interesting. Yeah, and the other part, like, I think it was a couple weeks ago, you messaged me about the call that we were doing, and then you were like, Gretchen, you said exactly what you just said. Your vagus nerve is dancing in the background. And I was like, what the fuck does she even mean? I don't feel stressed, but I was like, go, 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 go. But when you said that, I paused, and I was like, oh, wait a second. I can kind of notice that, you know? So it's just funny because when you're always on the go or always just kind of like into it, you don't really realize it. But by you saying that made me take a pause, and I was like, oh, wait a second. I do kind of feel, I don't feel the vagus nerve, but I can feel my heart. Like, I know what I feel like when I'm in that go, go, go moment, but didn't realize I was there. So,
absolutely. So it's like a constant stressy thing, even though we don't realize it. And this can come from illness. This can come from accidents. This can come from abuse in some form. And this is how this all comes about. So it's nothing. And, you know, the majority of people are affected in some form, and they take on the trauma, which is then exacerbated by the vagus nerve. And then there's this whole roadmap that you can, you know, go down, and all of these things just fit into place. It's as simple as that. I can't make this up. It just is. And the majority of people are stressed and have experienced trauma in some form.
Interesting. Okay. Cool. Well, thank you for that. That caller brought up a lot for me as I was sitting there listening. Mm-hmm. All right, so I'm going to do a couple write-ins before we go on to our next live caller. The first one is from Paul Mari, and they say, could you please ask Virginia what could be the reason for ongoing GI upset? Have been clearing parasites and candida for ages, but always seems to come back, sadly. Am I missing a link?
It's the link that we just spoke about. So his vagus nerve is again, it's a stressed situation right now as we talk. And remember, it affects every part of our digestive system because it's running down through the throat, through I can really feel that energy coming in so strong. It comes in down through the heart and the lungs, coming down through the esophagus and the stomach. So the vagus nerve, from my perspective, is really, really responsible for a lot of our digestive issues. And if I have a look at his microbiome is out of balance. And again, not surprising because of the vagus nerve, because it goes into all of those areas. Let's have a look at the digestive enzymes. So all your digestive enzymes are also not working efficiently, fully efficiently. And it's more than likely that your digestive enzymes are below par. In other words, it's not as strong as it should be. It's not in full balance. Oof, I'm really feeling that very much, the digestive enzymes. Oof. And now digestive enzymes comes out through the from your bile in the liver, and then also looking at the digestive enzymes in your pancreas. And you can hear my voice straining here, Gretchen, and that's because his digestive enzymes are not strong enough and in balance, so therefore the food is not getting broken down as it should do. And it's causing havoc, like leaky gut. There we go. Now remember, I'm not a doctor, so I can't diagnose these things. But what I am getting is leaky gut. So what happens if the food doesn't break down properly, and there's an imbalance in the microbiome, then the lining of the colon can get it'll open up and you'll get, that's where the leaky gut comes in. So it's going into the bloodstream, almost like the whole food is going in there instead of being balanced. Instead of being in a balanced state and also able to break down because of those digestive enzymes. And that's what happens with leaky gut. The food goes in like in a more solid form into the lining of the gut. And we are not able to clear that until the leaky gut is cleared. So, yep. I hope that makes sense. The energy is so strong today.
Yeah, I can hear that. Wow.
Yeah, so I'm really sort of struggling here because that's what happens when the energy comes really strong, is that it kind of fuddles my brain. Sorry.
That's all right. You're doing just fine. Brain fuddles.
Oh, thank you. Oh, thank you. Seriously, that was really strong, especially with Paul. Yeah.
Oh.
I hope that helps you, Paul. Yeah.
Yeah, if you can let us know, Paul, how that's resonating with you, that would be awesome. All right. We have Martine who wrote in, and she said, thank you so much for all you're doing to help. I've had chronic Lyme disease for 50 years. My digestive system is really compromised. I have great difficulty with various foods and all supplements. Could you please help?
Yeah, absolutely. And remember also that all the supplements are not necessarily what your body's needing. This is one of the most important things about the digestion. So if you have someone that can help you in kinesiology or muscle testing to see what food you do need and what food your body doesn't want. So in other words, and somebody may have heard me speak about this before, is even though we know bananas are a good food, it doesn't necessarily mean bananas are good for everyone, or apples for that matter. There will always be someone whose system can't digest those things. It doesn't like it. So say, for instance, the deadly nightshades. My body is adverse to deadly nightshades, which are tomatoes, potatoes, the bell peppers, and aubergine and the likes of that. Now, I used to love peppers, bell peppers, and I used to eat them like apples without realizing it was not good for me. And if I can do muscle testing, so I can pick that up. And so I know now what not to eat. Also berries, you know, things like strawberries and blackberries, which we know to be a good food. But my body doesn't like those things. And do I love strawberries? You bet I love strawberries. Do I eat them? No. Because I know that they don't agree with me. So that's what I would say, even though you're taking all those supplements, Bobby, you need to actually dive deep and find out what food and what supplements are good for your body. Not everyone is the same. We're also beautifully, individually different. I hope that makes sense to you, because that's what I'm getting here, that you may take all the supplements, but the supplements are not necessarily what your body is needing. And if you do a one-on-one with me, then we can ascertain that. We can go in and find out what is good for your body and what your body doesn't like. I call it being adverse. So sure, at some stage, when you're mindful of what your body doesn't like, then you can have, you can have whatever that is, maybe once a month or intermittently, but you can't eat it all the time. Because even though we like those things, it's not necessarily good for your body, and therefore we have the issues of the digestive imbalance. I hope that makes sense to you.
Yeah.
My brain wasn't so addled then.
Yes. All right. Let's take one more write-in, then we'll go back to live callers. Mary wrote in, and she said, on January, I went to a restaurant and had a small piece of bread. Ever since, I have been bloated and stomach aches with my heart beating fast on and off. Had sonogram blood work that were normal. Also have a CAT scan in 2 weeks. Is there anything that you can tell me with what is wrong and how I can heal this?
Yeah, sure. Let's just have a look first if your body's adverse to bread. So let's see if she is or is not. She can always write in and let us know if she has an adversity So I'm going to look here now. There is body. Ooh. I get your body is adverse to gluten. It's also adverse to, so the gluten in the bread. It's also adverse to sugar. Let's have a look. I'm getting dairy as well. Oof, that's really strong. And I'm also getting nightshades. So there's a lot of things, Mary, that your body it doesn't like. And it might have been triggered by that the bread. I don't know. But I'm also getting stress. And I wouldn't be surprised if your stress is coming from the fact that you're just is not happy at all. The other thing I'm picking up here too is you talked about your heart beating the way it does. Now that again comes back to vagus nerve. Quite a lot of my clients have had problems with the palpitations of their hearts. And this comes from the vagus nerve because it's, again, connected all the way through, not only in the lungs and then. And the, not only the lungs and the heart, but also all the way down through the digestive system. So I picked up the stress as well, as I've already spoken about it, but your body is also adverse to quite a lot of things. And I wouldn't be at all. So you may be able to let us know somehow what your scan is going to show you. But I would definitely say your stress is the thing that's causing you issues here. I'm just going to do some work on your there we go. You may or may not have felt yourself, your body relax, because it's feeling a lot more relaxed than it was before. The stress now, it was at 98, and what's it now? They tell me that your stress levels come right down to 30. You can always write in and let us know if this is the fact for you, whether this has happened or not. So I also want to check something else. I'm not picking up the leaky gut issue here because quite a lot of that happens again when we, with the bloating, et cetera. But I'm not picking that up in your case. So I hope that helps, Mary, okay? And just let us know by just tweaking the vagus nerve that's helped you at all. That would be really, really interesting. Thank you.
Awesome. You know, it's interesting, Virginia, because we did this call, we did the initial call 2 weeks ago. Stress, of course, was the number one issue then. And it feels like it is again today, but it feels much heavier even today.
I know.
Like it's really affecting you. Yeah. Yeah.
It is. It's really affecting me today. Mm-hmm. So it shows you how much stress we're carrying around and we don't even know it. That's the sad part of it. All of us. None of us are exempt from
this. Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you, Gretchen.
Yeah, interesting. All right. So let's take another live caller. The next caller in line, your first three digits are 231. 231, you are unmuted.
Hello.
231, hello. Hello, 231.
Hi.
Welcome.
I was wondering if Virginia could do a scan. And, you know, I've got some really, like, something going on in my head that where I can't seem to just, actually my head's the most problem. But, yeah, if Virginia could do a scan, I'd really appreciate it. I'm having a hard time staying in the present moment? Like,
well, number one, you're not grounded. Okay, so if you're not grounded, you can't be in the present moment.
Okay.
Number
well,
two. And number two is you've got a lot of stress going on. Are you aware of that?
Yes.
Yeah. So that wouldn't help either, because again, anxiety. Anxiety will completely put it this way, and I think I mentioned this on the call the last time, Gretchen, is that when emotions and common sense can't fit in the same brain at the same time. So if you're stressed, that means you're in an emotional place, and therefore it's affecting your brain. Okay. So I'm just going to have a look at just scan your brain now. Yeah, you've got a lot of clogging going on in there. There's a lot of energy that is backed up and needs to be cleared. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm presuming. Remember, this is a digestion one, so we need to sort of concentrate on that. But I'm picking that your digestive system is also affected. Is that right?
My what?
Digestive system.
Yeah.
Yeah. As I said before, it's a roadmap, and everything is showing that your digestive system is not working like it should do. And so, yeah, I would remember too that the vagus nerve is like a two-way street, a two-way road. So the information is coming down into your gut from your brain, and it goes the other way too, from the gut to the brain. Now, if your gut is not in balance, then it's going to cause foggy brain, etc. It's just the way it is. Okay, and your microbiome, if it's not in balance, then you're going to be having problems with the clarity in your thinking, etc., and feeling foggy brain. So I hope that helps you, my dear.
Thank you.
I would definitely get a session if you can. Okay.
Okay, I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining.
Thank you.
Oh, awesome.
You notice the common denominator here is stress. Yeah, vagus nerve stress.
Really, really.
It's like a broken
record,
isn't it? Yeah.
It really is. And it just feels so, you know, maybe before we leave today, you can do a little, like, I don't know, clearing of some sort. Like, the energy just feels really heavy today, doesn't it?
It does indeed. So maybe what I'll do is, yeah, I'll just clear it out. Okay, should I just clear that energy?
Yeah, go ahead. Clear that out.
Thank you. So it's just, I'm just going to ask the spiritual hierarchy, all my heart teams, and everyone's higher selves to help to clear this. I don't know whether you felt the change just then. I just asked them to clear it out. And it was like, bingo, almost in an instant, the energy cleared. Okay, so it's brilliant. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. I personally feel much lighter. So thank you very much.
Yeah.
You're
welcome.
I'm thinking lower and lower in my chair.
Yeah, so we're just going to clear everybody that's listening on the call live, and also those that will be on the replay, and those that are listening to the, have come in on the webcast as well, and have written in. Everyone who's listening and will be on the call replay, we're just clearing that all out now. Thank you. Thanks, Gretchen.
Awesome. Thank you. All right. Our next caller, your first three digits are 928. 928. You are unmuted.
Hello, ladies.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you doing?
All good. Thank you.
I'm feeling better and better, but I would like a scan because I've had some weird stuff in my eyes lately.
So this, the call is about the digestive system, nothing, and I from my perspective, I'm not picking up anything to do with your eyes in your digestive system area. Right?
Okay.
Sorry?
Does my body want to do a juice fast?
I'm getting a yes.
Thank you.
And the fact that you asked that, you must be obviously thinking about doing it. Does that make sense? Your mind's been off, yeah?
Yes, I ordered it. I found an organic vendor who's close by. It's supposed to be delivered today. But expecting a snow and rainstorm today, so I don't know if I'm going to get it or not. But I've been wanting to do this for a while, to just completely reorganize my eating.
Yes, well done. So let's hope that it does arrive today, and then you can get started on your juice fast. Yeah? Thank you.
Thanks.
Awesome. Thanks for joining.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Our next caller in line, your first three digits are 831. 831, you are unmuted.
Hello.
Hello, welcome.
Hi. This is Catherine and Jim, your favorite people.
Hi, Catherine and Jim.
Hi, I was just about to write in and mention that you cleared up Jim's chronic diarrhea on another group call on another topic quite a long time ago, and he never came back.
Oh,
he's been dealing with that for years. So, you're welcome. It's a miracle. What your spirit guides and you do are a miracle.
Oh, thank you, lovely. It's so sweet of you to say that.
And we would appreciate a scan. I'm getting the package with a one-on-one, and I don't know if we can share it, but we will. We'll be on the group calls and so forth. I'm just wanting to know if there's anything in particular that we need to work on.
Well, lovely. Your stress factor for a start, okay? Because I'm picking it up here.
Yeah.
No surprising there. So I'm just coming down through your esophagus. You're looking at your, because this, I will be doing this. Oh, sorry, the MP3s, they are all targeting the areas that I'm going to go through right now. And so we're looking at the saliva in your saliva glands are blocked. That's what's supposed to start. And that means that your food is not getting broken down like it should do. Phew. And I come down into the esophagus. Oh, la la. So your esophagus needs help here. I'm looking at your stomach. Is also in need of some clearing. Jeez. I'm looking at your small intestine. How interesting is that? I'm not getting an issue with the small. Does that make sense to you, Catherine?
So no issues in the small intestine is correct, and everything else, I'm even having trouble swallowing this morning. And my toe was very swollen this morning when I woke up.
Okay.
So you're picking everything up.
And then I'm looking at your liver. Your liver's not happy, and your pancreas as well. I'm looking at your digestive juices, your digestive enzymes. Then after that, which I'm really happy to say would be why I'm not picking up anything in the small intestine, an issue there. Because the digestive enzymes, which is the bile from the liver and the gallbladder, and the digestive issues enzymes in the pancreas are what governs what's going on in the small intestine. So it comes down, the food comes out of the stomach into the first part of the small intestine, and then the digestive enzymes come down and break up the food even more, so that the second part of the small intestines, this is where the food gets absorbed, all the nutrients get absorbed, and I'm not picking up any issue for you there, okay?
Great.
And I'm just looking at the colon, ileum sacral valve, your colon, transverse colon, descending, sigmoid, and anal canal, clear. So small intestine-wise and large intestine, I'm not picking up an issue. This is all happening from, I'm picking up your liver. It's not exactly 100% healthy here. And also your pancreas. And, of course, through the stomach area and the esophagus. I'm just going to go and have a look at your tongue. Yeah, you definitely got an issue with the tongue. Okay? Now, we spoke the last time we did a, I don't know whether you were on that call or not, Catherine, but we did do a little protocol on the saliva gland and the tongue. But I'm not sure whether you were on that call or not. So, yeah?
Yes, I was.
Okay, so just again, I'll just do this for everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's always good to go back and listen to the recordings because the energy is just as strong in those recordings after the fact, after it's live, as it is when it's live. So there we go. So you'll, and this is for everyone as well. So I'm looking at the parotid gland on the right side, parotid on the left side, the sublingual on the right, sublingual on the left, and then the submandibular underneath the tongue. And so from my perspective, your saliva glands are all back in the balance. They're all being opened. They're not blocked like they were before, just a few minutes ago. Can you feel it?
I can feel it. Yeah, it's flowing more now.
Oh, brilliant. So this is really important, and this goes for everyone, because this was the protocol that we did last time we were on the call. And I don't know why this. If your people are feeling dry mouth and throat, this is why, because your saliva glands have been blocked. But now that we've done this, it'll open it up for you. Thank you so much, Catherine. It's always a pleasure, lovely. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there anything in this package that's going to address candida if it's starting to develop? Because I think that's part of the problem with my tongue.
Yeah, it is. There's a MP3 there with candida.
Great. Perfect.
Okay.
It's a perfect program. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Catherine. Take care, lovely.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye now.
Bye-bye. Awesome. All right. I have some more questions to get to. Someone's asking if they buy package C and they don't need the session for themselves, can they give it to a loved one?
Oh, absolutely. Yes, of course. Yeah. And also remember, too, if that person that they're buying for is not happy with this kind of work, then it's because there's quite a lot of people that aren't happy to be in the session. They can also be proxy for that person. I hope that makes sense.
Yeah.
I get that all the time. You know, can I be stand-in for my brother, sister, mother, whatever? And yes, it's a yes. You can stand in for them.
Makes sense. Awesome. Okay. Here is Carol. Hold on. Let me see if she's on the line. No. Okay. Cheryl is saying, she has a question. She is 71 years old. Her face is breaking out. She eats a plant-based diet and exercises and doesn't understand why this is happening. It's been about a year. It might be due to hormones, hormonal imbalance, but her blood work is normal on all of that. Can you do a scan?
Yeah, sure. So I see her endocrine system is out of balance, which is the hormone, right? Phew. And remember that the endocrine system governs so many different parts of our anatomy. So if we look at her endocrine system, I'm picking up 60%, which is quite low. So 60, when I talk about percentages, I'm talking about 60% healthy as, and then 40% as not being healthy. So if we have a look at her, she's got a thyroid issue. I don't know whether she knows that or not. Oof. I also pick up, I'm also picking up stress and the vagus nerve issue like we spoke about before. And if I look at her, her adrenals, oh la la. So the adrenals are really, really depleted. And let's have a look at her pituitary gland is out of balance. So all of these things are interconnected into the different endocrine organs. Please let us know if you have an issue, Cheryl, with your thyroid that you know of, please. I look at her, I'm looking at her pancreas. Oh la la. So the pancreas is also not happy here. Now remember, the pancreas is also part of is also part of the digestive system. If I look at her pancreas, I don't know if you have an issue with diabetes, or if anyone in your family has diabetes, because I'm getting pre-diabetic. So your pancreas is not happy here. Okay. Looking at if you still have your ovaries, I'm just looking at your right ovary and your left ovary, and I'm not getting an issue there. And we spoke about your adrenals before too, I'm not sure whether you find that you've got fatigue, but that's also showing me that it's out of balance as well. So, I'm just going to have a look at your blood. Okay. So there are also toxins in your blood. And now remember, the skin is the largest organ in your body. And if you've got toxins in your blood, it's going to come out in some form. And usually it's rash of some kind. And as you said, you were breaking down. I'm picking up that the blood is also needing some clearing out here. So I hope that makes sense for Cheryl and anyone else that's listening to this, because that's what happens when you have a problem with breaking out, and especially at. And they also talk about as we get older, some people are susceptible to breaking out on their face, the skin on their faces, even though they've not had it before. As a younger person. So I hope that makes sense to Cheryl, and if she can tell us if she does have an issue with her thyroid, if she has been diagnosed with a thyroid issue, please by all means let us know. It would be really appreciated. Thank you. Thanks very much, Gretchen. Thank you.
Awesome. All right, the next write-in is from Nikki, and she says, please help. I'm having digestive problems since forever, and now I am to the point I am having allergies to almost all foods. Lately, it's been worse. Thanks a lot. Many blessings.
Thank you, Nikki. Again, this is stress. Lovely. And you can hear my voice really, really struggling. I also get trauma. And let's have a look. I'm also picking up, Nikki, got to remember, again, I'm not a doctor. I can't diagnose this. This is what I'm being given. So it's possible that your gut is working against you, which is not unusual for a lot of people. In the calls alone today, everything is directed to the vagus nerve, the stress. And so this is what I'm picking up. So leaky gut will do all this, will cause bloating, will cause discomfort of all kinds going on in there. Let's have a look and see if you have... I'm also getting irritable bowel. Remember, this is not a diagnosis, this is what I'm given. So I'm getting irritable bowel syndrome, which of course, it encompasses a myriad of things. But I hope that helps, Libby. Now remember too, that the more severe your issues are, it's really strongly suggested that you get package C, because it's a no-brainer. When you're working on a one-to-one situation, then we go in and go in deep and find out more. Okay. I'm also getting your body's adverse to gluten. Your body does not like gluten. It doesn't like dairy. Sugar. Nightshade. So all of those things that your body's adverse to, and I don't know whether you eat those things or not, but they are contributing to the issues that you were talking about and allergies. Allergies usually come from an unhappy gut or that microbiome, and also the breaking down this is really hard. Gretchen. even though I cleared the energy before, it was, it's back. And let's have a look here. Yeah, so this is breaking down from the chronic bowel issues that's going on in there. So that's where the digestion and the allergies will be coming from. This is definitely microbiome, so this is gut out of balance, completely out of balance. Phew. I hope that helps, my lovely.
Awesome. Nikki, if you can let us know if that resonates with you, that would be awesome.
Yeah, please. That'd be lovely.
All right. Okay, let's take another live caller. We're giving you a workout today, Virginia.
You really are.
You're going to need a nap when this is over.
My goodness me. Even though I cleared the energy before, it's like still there.
Kidding. All right. Our next caller, your first three digits are 505. 505. You are unmuted.
Oh, I just had a feeling it was going to be me.
It's
yeah. Hey, my name is Rebecca. And I am having some lower abdominal bloating and had a really severe insomnia this morning. Been awake since like 1 o'clock in the morning, and some diarrhea today. And it kind of seems like something's clearing from my gut.
Okay. So again, I'm picking up stress, lovely. Does that make sense? And it wouldn't be surprised if the stress is all up. Yeah. And that's that vagus nerve again issue, right? Let's have a look at, it was lower abdomen, you said, right?
Yeah.
So I'm looking at, so your small intestines are an issue here, okay? I'm looking at the digestive enzymes. Your digestive enzymes are really, really unhappy, girl, okay? They are definitely out of balance. Yes, that's usually what happens then.
Okay.
Yes, you should. Yeah.
My intuition told me just the other day that, hey, digestive enzymes. And I'm like, huh?
Yeah. Because your digestive enzymes are not strong enough to break down the food. Oh, sorry.
Okay.
That's a confirmation. Okay. So your digestive system is needing some help here. So I'm looking, because when I look at your small intestines, they're very much an issue, mind you. That's up further up the abdomen, at the top of the abdomen. As we come down, looking at your duodenum, your jejunum, and your ileum, the whole of your small intestines is an issue here. Then if I go into your ileocecal valve, and I'm going ascending colon, transverse colon, descending colon, sigmoid, and so the whole of your digestive system, the whole of your intestines are just totally out of balance, okay? And again, we come back to the vagus nerve, we come back to the stress. And then if I look at your adrenal, do you get tired as well?
Yes.
Yeah, because your adrenals are, they're just very, very depleted here. Now, if I have to look as well, if I look at the kidneys, your kidneys are, do you have any issue with your waterworks at all, darling?
With what?
Your waterworks, your urine, urinary system.
Well, I have to pee frequently, and it's like not a lot, and the urethra is narrowed, so it's like takes forever, even though there's hardly anything, you know, in my bladder, but there's like that urgency.
Yeah, so I'm getting your kidneys, the urethra that come down the tubes that come down into the bladder. And the urethra as well. So there's issues through the whole of that, your urinary system. And it starts with the adrenals, because the adrenals sit on top of the kidneys, and there's an osmotic thing that goes on between them. Usually you'll find if your adrenals are out of balance, it's going to take its toll on your kidneys and your urinary system. All right?
Okay.
So that would probably very much be why you're having issues with your urinary, and it's not as strong as it should be, right? This is a blockage. Yeah, you're quite right.
Yep. Well, yeah, that makes sense. Last year was like the most difficult, most stressful year of my whole life, which is saying quite a lot. the PTSD was triggered so bad that I was like shaking every day. My hands, my stomach were just shaking.
Wow.
So yeah, I'm sure that's a lot of why the adrenals, which weren't real strong to begin with, because I have, you know, childhood trauma that I'm still working through. So,
bingo, darling. That's it in a nutshell. So all of these things are coming together. It's like what the roadmap that I talk about. You know, nothing, because the body is, everything's interconnected. Nothing stands alone in the body. So even though you wouldn't think that your urinary system under normal circumstances, if you didn't realize that the adrenals are sitting on top of the kidneys and causing the urinary system to falter, right? So
yeah,
it's perfect sense. And because when I looked at your trauma, it's really strong. That's what I picked it up. Yeah.
Yes, very. Phew. Yeah.
So I hope that helps you.
Thank you so much. I am getting better now. I'm doing a trauma coaching, you know, program and learning how to work with my nervous system. And but I can see where this additional information from you is going to help me a lot to just kind of know how best to support myself through this process.
Yeah, and I'm looking at your adrenals right now. I mean, sorry, your vagus nerve. Phew. I'm just going to do some tweaking of that right now. And you may or may not feel the...
Oh.
There we go. There was a shift then. Did you feel that at all?
Yeah. I've been feeling your work. It's very strong.
Thanks.
Yeah.
It's making me feel still. It's taking a stone on my brain as well.
Well, I'm an energy healer too, and I have a lot of friends who are. So I recognize when someone's work is really powerful, because I've been doing this for like 12 years as well myself. So. Not the same, the same as yours, but
no. Everybody there does it differently. Yeah, that's fine.
Yep.
So if you want to go further, I would definitely suggest I could see lovely. Okay. because you could really, your system could really do with some help here. I'm picking up that your endocrine system is also having an issue as well.
Yeah.
Because that's what emotions do. When you're in emotional state and in your trauma state and stress, it takes its toll on the endocrine system.
Yeah.
All the best, my love. Let me know how you do, okay?
Thank you so much. This is beautiful.
You're welcome.
Awesome. Thanks for joining
all
me.
The best. Oh, it's so nice to hear people who have their intuition kicks in and they know. It's just they need to know where to go to find the help that they're needing.
Yeah. Totally. Totally. All right. So I just want to give the link to your offer so people have that. It's orderjoy2020.com/Virginia23. Again, it's orderjoy2020.com/Virginia23. And Virginia's group calls start this weekend. So the first one is happening on Sunday.
Sunday, 3 p.m. Eastern.
What is the topic of that call? Do you have that? I don't have that in front of me, but I can find it.
I do. It's clearing the emotions that affect your digestive system.
Oh,
now, you
dear
think
Lord.
About how,
so everything we did today on a higher scale.
Yes.
Because this is what just was showing up for everybody. So that's why I kind of burst out there.
Yeah.
It's very appropriate.
Absolutely. Because, you know, emotions really, really rule when it comes to digestive issues, right? So, for instance, your liver, it stores anger. And if you think about those people that know that they've been angry in some time of their lives or constantly angry or, you know, have touched anger in some form, that is affecting your liver, okay? Gallbladders as well. This is about the same. It's about anger, and it's also about frustration and, you know, being angsty. So these are just some of the things. The stomach is about worry. When we worry, the stomach plays up, okay? And if it's your pancreas, the basis behind the pancreas issue is my life is not speedy enough. Ooh, jeepers. I really get a lot of people who have got that issue. Your life is not speedy enough. And therefore, that because it's connected to sugar in our pancreas and the balance of the sugar, in which it happens is in the insulin resistance, which is pre-diabetes, etc. So, but if we leave it and let it go, then it becomes full-blown diabetes. And that's not something that I would want for any of you. So, yeah, that's just some of the emotions that we carry in our digestive system. And there's much, much more than that. Well, that helps, lovely.
Yeah, awesome.
So that's the first one this coming,
It's Sunday, this Sunday. So there's time to get in. You can join those calls live. So, yes.
Brilliant.
So as well as if any of the other packages resonate with you, just jump on in. This package is full of a lot of stuff, a lot of healing for a lot of issues.
It is.
So there's definitely, it's jam-packed. So I am going to also add the replay that we did a few weeks ago to the replay page so you guys can go back and fully listen to that, get the energy healing that the process that you talked about beginning for the tongue. So I'm going to make sure that's added to the page as well so you guys can listen to that this week while you're making your decision.
Lovely. Catherine did ask about the candida, and it's there in MP3 number 10, candida overgrowth and leaky gut. So that's in the MP3 number 10.
Awesome.
We also, in MP3 number 9, we've got blood toxins and skin issues. See, we were talking about that earlier.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So nothing, these things really sort of all connect food intolerances and allergies. Yeah. So is brilliant.
They're all there. Everything that we've, all the things that we've gone through today. So imagine that, Virginia, on top of it all.
Indeed. Absolutely. Yeah.
And the vagus nerve, I see that there. So it feels like we should all be listening to that every day.
Honestly, I mean, seriously, it takes its toll on our well-being. It doesn't matter. If you can get that under control, and there is a process that I will show in the group calls, then it means you can use it all the time to get your stress down, okay? To be in that place where you don't have to go into that place of having no control because your stress levels are too high. Yeah. Majority of people, Gretchen, have stress at levels at 98%. 98. That's how high it
is.
And just about everyone has 98%. Unless they've worked with me before and they know how to bring it down, right? And then because of the tools that we can use in the group call.
Wow. Yeah, that's really high. And it almost feels like, and I don't know if this is the right word or not, but almost like an addiction, right? Like that stress that you know, that we're just kind of all, when it's not there, we don't know what to do with ourselves. And I'm speaking from experience here.
Yeah, absolutely. It is addictive. And because it's adrenaline rush, isn't it?
Yeah.
And what happens with adrenaline rush? It gives you the high that you need, but only for a small moment in time. And it's not a place that you want to be in. It's not a place thing that you want to have happening to you all day, every day, all day long, because it's depleting all of those parts of you, the digestive system, including your fatigue, the kidneys, everything. So, yeah, makes perfect sense to me that you don't want to be in that place of stress.
Yeah, totally. Well, Virginia, as always, thank you so much for doing this call with me today. I just felt like it was unfinished from the last time because it's such an important issue that so many people are dealing with. So thank you for being here with us.
Thank you, Gretchen. Always a pleasure. And I hope that there's – oh, what did you say about doing a little bit of a protocol before we leave?
Oh.
To help
people? Absolutely. Yes. Yes.
Okay, what I'll do here is I'll just remember, even though I do this now, you need to be aware that life is happening to you and you can go and get stressed again. So I'm just gonna tweak your vagus nerves. This is for everyone on the call, those that will be live and those that are listening to this on the replay. Oh gosh. There you go. I've just been tweaking all of your vagus nerves, and so you may feel so much more relaxed. I'm just going to do a little bit more. There you go. Big shift in. Beautiful. So none of us are without stress because it happens in so many ways, but your stress levels right now, according to my team, is at 30%. So you may feel the change. I hope you do, because you notice my voice. It's very, very, very calm, very deep. So in other words, it's very relaxed. And it's connecting to your bodies and each one of your vagus nerves. Which it brings your energy levels way down into a more relaxed place. Working on your central nervous system.
Awesome.
Just going
I feel it.
Yeah. Oh, do you? Great.
I
I'm
do.
Just going
my
through
head,
this Go ahead.
I was just going to say my head released, like, as soon as you did it.
Oh, that's brilliant. I'm just going down through the brainstem, which is where the central nervous system starts inside the brain, because it connects with all of the cranial nerves. And that's clear now, which is lovely. Now I'm coming, I'm working on the spinal cord. That's your external central nervous system. Doing a lot of clearing out there. There we go. I hope everybody feels the benefit of that, because everyone is needing it. And then you notice that I'm not stumbling over my words like I was before. The energy has lifted. Great. Thank you so much, Gretchen. Always a pleasure. And also to this amazing Heartache to Joy family. Thank you.
Awesome. Awesome. Thank you, Virginia. And thank you, everybody, for joining. Appreciate you all and appreciate you, Virginia. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
All right, everyone. Have a great day. Bye.